Last weekend, the kids and I, we rented the latest Disney animation movie, Moana. And it was just a really cute, fun movie to watch, Moana. Lots of catchy songs in there. In there, as with almost every Disney movie, there's a animal sidekick. And this animal sidekick is a chicken named Hey-Hey. And this chicken is really dumb. It has no brains whatsoever. And the chicken really contributes nothing to the movie except for comedic relief. It doesn't ever do anything to save the day. In fact, it gets in the way more often than anything. The chicken, at times, it's on a boat, and it just automatically wants to walk off the boat. And when it does, it just sits there upside down like a buoy floating away in the middle of the ocean. It's a dumb chicken. This chicken can't help but do anything but go towards its own destruction. And when I think of Christ being our shepherd, which means that we in turn are sheep, I think of us, and no offense, as though we are Hey-Hey the chicken. Not that we're dumb, but that we can't help but go towards our own destruction. Throughout that movie, characters are constantly doing something to save Hey-Hey, to pull him out of the water, to just tuck him away in the boat so he doesn't go to his own destruction. That's like what we are. However, there's a little bit of a difference, though, between us and Hey-Hey. We are going towards our own destruction, but there are also legitimate forces, both outside and in, that are contributing to that. They are, as Jesus talks about in the gospel reading, they are the thieves. The thief comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. This is how Jesus introduces himself as the good shepherd. He's the good shepherd because there is an opposition. And that opposition is the thief. The thief who comes to kill, rob, steal, and destroy the sheep. Now, in the immediate context of the gospel, the thieves are the Pharisees. They're the religious leaders of the day. They've been misleading the people around them and basically stealing life from them in that sense. In the full context of life, as we read this passage, what we think about tonight is who or what are the thieves among us? Who or what outside of us and inside of us is trying to steal life away? Because anything or anyone that would take life from us is a thief. The problem with these thieves is that when they take life, when they take from us, they're giving us back something to fill the void, but it's not ever a good thing. So who are the thieves among us? The ones that come to rob, kill, steal, destroy, to take away life. Just like in Jesus' time, there are modern preachers that do this. Hopefully I'm not one of those. People that mislead other people and take life from them. Even if they're well-meaning, they often and can do this. They can steal life. There's some great and very literal examples of this. We were talking in Bible study last Sunday about Creflo Dollar. Maybe you heard about him. He's a pastor of a mega church and kind of a little bit of a televangelist. At one point, he was telling his congregation that he needed a private jet, $65 million for a jet to do his ministry. Now, you tell me that's not stealing from your congregation. That's a thief amongst the sheep, taking life away from them. I think also of David Koresh from the Branch Davidians. You might remember that from early 90s, I believe, down in Waco, Texas. misled a bunch of people and they ended up burning at their compound. I think also back, I believe this was in the 70s with Jim Jones in Jonestown, down in Guano, in South America, where he led a bunch of people down there and, well, they drank the Kool-Aid. We get that saying from that event. They drank the Kool-Aid. They all committed mass suicide, mass murder, because they followed a thief, somebody who took life away from them. That's the literal example, but the modern preacher, the thief, can be anyone or any evangelist from any religion, philosophy, way of life. This could include teachers, it could include coaches, people that will steal life by detracting us away from Jesus Christ. Because that's what the thief does. They take us away from Christ. Another thief that is a little bit more of our own self-doing can be our own busyness, our own busy, frantic lives can cause us to fall away from the church, fall away from Christ, to take ourselves away from the preaching of the Word, the reception of the sacraments, the hearing of that you are forgiven on a daily basis. Our own busyness can be a thief and take life from us. I don't know if you're familiar with a book by C.S. Lewis named The Screwtape Letters. If you're not, you should give it a read. It's a pretty easy, short book. The whole premise of the book is that a demon named, I think his name is Screwtape, is writing to a demon nephew of his, can't remember his name, and giving the demon advice on how to tempt a person away from Christ. And Screwtape tells this demon that, you know, one of the things you can do is make this guy busy. Make him busy. You can even be busy with good things like raising food for the poor. Make him busy so that he doesn't have time to reflect on Jesus Christ. Steal life away from him. Make him busy. Another thing that can be a thief to us, that can steal life, that can kill, rob, and destroy, are things that literally do that. Things like cancer, like a disease, tragedy, illness. And I don't necessarily mean just in the physical sense, though that is truly the case. But when we are accosted by things that take over our body, like cancer, how tempted are we then to turn away from the Lord entirely? When the prayers for healing don't work, when the chemotherapy doesn't work, when whatever treatment you're taking doesn't take effect, Satan is right there. The thief is right there, telling you that, well, surely then, God must not be there. God would not let you go through this, so obviously he's not there. We can turn away from the Lord. The devil will steal that life and he'll replace it with despair, anger, fear, rejection of the Lord. The thief is there. And as I was thinking of thieves, I had to think also of our own sinful selves too. Life as a God-fearing Christian can be difficult. There are things we want to do, desires we have, ways that we want to live that frankly stand in conflict with the Lord's desire for us. And when we give in to those things, they become thieves and they also steal life away from us. Suck it out. They take it away. They kill, they rob, and destroy. It makes me think of a passage from Matthew where Jesus says, "What good is it to gain the whole world but to lose one's soul?" The real trick with some of those things is that Satan, the devil, will tell us that these things that are actually stealing life away from us, his lie is that they are things that give life to us. Maybe it's something that you really enjoy that you know is wrong and it goes against the Lord's commands. And it feels like it's really life-giving, but in reality, it's life-stealing. And on the flip side, the devil will tell us that Christ wants to steal life when in fact he wants to give it. Jesus warns us tonight about the thief who comes to rob, steal, and destroy. And like Hey Hey the Chicken, we are off to our own destruction. But Christ has come to oppose the thieves, whether it's the devil, whether it's the world, whether it's our own sinful selves. Because Jesus is the good shepherd. The one way that Jesus defines what being the good shepherd is, he doesn't talk about having the right tools. He doesn't talk about having the proper rod and the proper staff. He doesn't talk about the proper methods for going out and being amongst the sheep. All Jesus says is, "I'm the good shepherd. I lay down my life for my sheep. And they know my voice. They know who I am." Christ has come to oppose the thieves. And he does it in the most dramatic and most powerful way that could be done. He gives his life so that you and I can have life in his name and have life abundantly. Christ is the good shepherd. He protects us against the wolves, the thieves. He leads you, his sheep, to quiet and still waters. He does not abandon us like a hired hand. But he walks with us and he leads us through the valley of the shadow of death so that we have no fear. No fear of evil. No fear of who the thieves are, because we know who our good shepherd is. And when we know who our good shepherd is, we can point out the thieves. Let us pray. Oh, gracious Lord, we thank you for being our good shepherd. Help us to see, to identify, to know the thieves amongst us and the thievery that is within us. Help us, O Lord, to trust and have faith in what you have provided for us, for the good pasture and the quiet, still waters that you lead us to. Make our desires yours, O Lord, that we may live life and live life abundantly in your name. We pray this in your name. Amen.